Superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With five locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you back in to the Hangar, also known as Bomber Gymnasium, here on the campus of Mountain Home High School. Mountain Home is getting ready to go out on the floor and only getting their last second instructions from head coach Alvin Riley. We're just about ready to get this game tipped off, and Grace Foreman will be jumping center for Mountain Home. Valonia still talking with Coach Riley there on the sideline. The official blowing a whistle, telling him to get out on the court. And so here Valonia comes. They are about ready to get this game tipped off as well. And it looks like jumping center for Valonia will be Paige Kelly. So we're about ready to get this game underway. Official comes to the center court. The ball is up in the air. The tip is won by the Lady Eagles. They'll be moving left to right in this first half. Here is Beatty with the ball, throwing it over to Kelly on the right side. Back up top to Beatty. Over on the left it goes Patterson. Back up top to Beatty. Now to Nolman, a man-to-man defense to start. Ball goes over in the left corner now to Kelly. Now up top with Beatty. Over on the right side now to Mears. She throws it cross court to Patterson on the left wing. Back up top to Beatty. And over on the left, right side now to Kelly. Back to Beatty. Not a lot of movement right now for Valonia. Just kind of just standing around it for the most part. Now ball goes down into the paint. The ball is tipped around by Cash. She couldn't handle the pass. And stolen by Emma Martin, and back on the Lady Bombers. Martin dribbles toward the right side. Now dribbles towards the paint. Now kicks back out to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Her three-pointer, good! Hannah Pfeiffer puts the Lady Bombers on the board first, as we are a little less than a minute into this contest. Here is Mears into the driving into the lane. Now kicks out in the right corner. Going up for the jumper was Beatty. Heard it was no good. Offensive rebound for Valonia. And looks like a travel call on the Lady Eagles. I didn't see who that was, but the Lady Eagles are going to commit their second turnover of the night. 6:46 left of the opening period. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 3-0. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Valonia in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Walker on the left wing. Down in the corner with Husky. Now back to Walker on the wing. She'll dribble up between the circles. Walker dribbles toward the left side, throws over to Pfeiffer there on the wing. Now she'll take the screen from Foreman, dribble towards the lane, and is going to draw the foul at the free throw line, and Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. Lainey Mears picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Valonia here in the first half. 6:19 left to play in this first quarter. Again, Mountain Home with a 3-0 lead. Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Pfeiffer in the left corner. Has the ball knocked away from her. They're going to say last touch by Valonia will be Mountain Home inbounding it once again on the baseline. Walker's going to inbound it, throws it to Pfeiffer in the left corner. And now she's called for traveling before she starts dribbling. First turnover of the night for Mountain Home. 6:13 left in the first quarter. Lady Eagles get the ball looking to put their first points of the night on the board. Here's Beatty in the front court, throws it over on the right side to Kelly. Back up top to Beatty, over to Patterson on the left wing. Once again, Beatty has it between the circles. Back over to Patterson. Down the left corner to Mears. Ball goes back up top to Beatty. Over on the right wing now to Kelly. Goes cross court to Patterson on the left side. Up top to Beatty once again. Beatty will throw it to Mears. Now Mears dribbles up toward the top, gives it there to Beatty. She tries to throw it to Cash on the low block. Ball was tipped away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. Good defense by the Lady Bombers. And I tell you, Alvin Riley doesn't seem happy with what he's seen so far. He wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. 5:36 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Valonia 3-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
It is Valonia's basketball coming out of the timeout with 5:36 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading 3-0. So far from Valonia, I haven't seen much movement offensively from their team. A little bit transition play here and there, but not a whole lot. Ball's up top with Beatty. Now goes over on the right side to Mears. Now she drills toward the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away from her. Gets it back, though. Now she's going to throw it down to Kelly near the right corner. Back out to Mears. Mears dribbles into the lane. Now she's going to be fouled, and Valonia will inbound it on the baseline. Peyton Husky picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the first half against the Lady Bombers. 5:18 left in the first quarter. Patterson will trigger the inbound pass. She gets it in to Kelly on the left corner. Now ball goes to Beatty on the wing. Back down to Kelly on the low block. Looking to make a move on Foreman. Now she turns around, puts up the jumper, and it goes in. Paige Kelly with her first 2 points of the night. It's actually Valonia's first points of the night as well. 3-2, Mountain Home leads it. Walker has it on the left wing, up top to Martin. Drills toward the right side, now takes a screen from Foreman. And looks like it's going to be a foul on the Lady Eagles. The foul's on Aaliyah Cash. That's her first personal foul, team foul number two here in the first half against the Lady Eagles. 4:52 left in the first quarter. Again, Mountain Home 3-2. Husky triggers the inbound pass on the far sideline, gets into Pfeiffer. Over to Walker on the left wing. Now she drills toward the free throw line, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass, rolls around, does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Paige Kelly for the Lady Eagles. She gets into Cash, who brings it into the front court, now throws it up top to Mears. Mears is dribbling toward the left side of the lane and is tripped up, and a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home with 4:32 left in the first quarter. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two here in the first half against the Lady Bombers. Patterson inbounds it to Kelly up top. She will give it to Mears, who dribbles down into the lane. Her layup is blocked, and Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Here's Husky heading back the other way, quickly going into the lane for the layup. Her shot may have been partially blocked too, but no good, and looks like the ball will go out of bounds. It was tipped to Husky, who was standing. No, I'm sorry, they're going to call a foul on Mountain Home. Okay. They're going to call a foul on the rebound on Anna Grace Foreman. That is her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. Ball goes over to Kelly on the right wing. Ball across court to Patterson. She's going to dribble down towards the lane. Now back out to the corner. Back into the paint. Now kicks down in the right corner to Mears. Her three-pointer, no good. Ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. I guess the tip was tipped out of bounds by the Lady Bombers, so Valonia will inbound it under their basket with 4:01 left. Patterson will inbound it. Gets it into two Mears. She has it between the circles. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Lady Mears with her first 3 points of the night, and Matt Bologna has their first lead of the evening. 5-3, the Lady Eagles leading it. 3:41 left in the first quarter. Husky gives it to Walker. Bologna once again in the man-to-man. About over to Foreman. Now Walker has it on the left wing. Walker's up top to Husky. Now she's dribbling down towards the elbow. Now goes back out to the wing. Takes the screen from Foreman. Throws it up top to Martin. Over to Pfeiffer on the left side. Pfeiffer drills toward the corner. Now she's heading towards the paint. Throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Husky on the right wing. Trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Takes the screen from Foreman. Drills into the lane. Throws it to Walker in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman ties this game up at 5-all. We have less than 3 minutes left in this opening period. Here is Beatty into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Kelly. Cross court to Patterson on the left wing. She'll give it back up top to Beatty, who will set up the offense. Again, a man-to-man defense from Mountain Home. Kelly dribbles toward the left side, gives it there to Mears. Mears dribbles up to the top, has the ball knocked away from her, stolen by Peyton Husky. Back comes Mountain Home. Third turnover for the Lady Eagles. Husky throws it to Foreman, over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Foreman gives the Pfeiffer the screen. Now Pfeiffer's going to dribble down into the lane. She's going to draw a foul well before she can give any layup attempt. And Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. Foul is on Lauren Patterson, her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Eagles here in the first half. 2:13 left in the first quarter. We're knotted up at 5-all. Here is Walker taking the inbound pass from Pfeiffer. Dribbles up to the top, gives the Pfeiffer on the right side. Pfeiffer is dribbling down towards the lane, going up for the layup, no good, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line for a pair. Lauren Patterson picks up her second personal foul, team foul number four in the first half. So Hannah Pfeiffer at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 3 points so far this evening. Hannah Pfeiffer at the free throw line. Her first shot is up and in. That will give Mountain Home the lead back. Checking into the game for the Lady Eagles is Alexis Burnham, a 5'5 senior. She's going to replace Lauren Patterson, who again just picked up her second foul. Second shot for Pfeiffer is good. She gets both. She now has five, and it's a 7-5 Mountain Home lead with over 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball goes into the front court as Valonia breaks the press. Now to Burnham in the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Scramble for the rebound, and looks like it will be controlled offensively by the Lady Eagles. Ball goes up top to Cash. Over on the left side to Mears. Over to Kelly on the near the elbow. Now over to Beatty on the right side. She gives it to Kelly, who dribbles down to the left side of the paint. Her shot was maybe partially blocked, and the ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Kelly as it was knocked around, and Mountain Home will get it back with 1:37 left in the first quarter. 7-5, Lady Bombers leading it. Walker into the front court. Throws over to Pfeiffer on the right wing. She'll take the screen from Foreman. Dribbles up between the circles. No one goes out there. She's going to put up the long three. No good. Offensive rebound chased down by Walker. Mountain Home's going to set back up. She throws it to Martin. And looks like a foul is going to be called as the ball got loose. Bologna is going to be called for the pushing foul. That is going to be on Lady Mears, her second personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Eagles. Mears is going to take a seat, and she's replaced by Reagan Bates, a 5'4 freshman. Husky will inbound the ball on the far sideline with 1:14 left in the first quarter. She gets into Walker, who dribbles to the left wing. Now throws up top to Husky. Husky dribbles into the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Hound bounces high, no good. Rebound controlled by Valonia. They're quickly back the other way with it. Here is Beatty at the free throw line, throwing it out to Bates. Her three-pointer, good. Well, Reagan Bates gives Valonia the lead back, 8-7. Lady Eagles leading it with 45 seconds left in the opening period. Walker has it up at the top. Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the period. But Walker's going to have to get some distance between her and her defender to avoid a five-second count. She finally does. 30 seconds left. Walker gives it to Pfeiffer. 20 seconds left now. Pfeiffer has the ball very near the half-court stripe. Now she's going to take the screen from Foreman. Dribble toward the right side. Gives it to Husky in the corner. 10 seconds left. Husky dribbles up between the circles. Takes the screen. Gives it to Walker on the left side. 5 seconds left. Husky's going to pull up for the three-pointer in the corner. Misses everything. Pfeiffer tried to get the rebound. She lost the handle of it. And Valonia will get it back with 2.4 seconds left. So they have a chance to put up a basket before the buzzer sounds. Bates inbounds it to Beatty. She's not going to get the shot off before the buzzer sounds. We've reached the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Valonia leading Mountain Home 8-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks.